Sam Panionovich, what's going on?
Last time we talked,
yes.
The Bears sucked.
Yes.
The White Sox were the worst team in baseball.
Uh-huh.
And the Blackhawks were in last place. Things have changed, my man. How are you?
I know. I'm good. How have you been?
Oh, just home for the holidays. I actually thought I was going to see you today because I'm down the street, but they said no.
He's not
going to come downtown for you, not for you. Hold on a second.
They didn't. How? That's not it at all. It's 2 hours I'm doing tonight. You know what I mean? It's 8 to 10. Uh-huh. So, like, I'd be driving more than I'd be on the air. So
I understand.
Yeah.
I heard maybe, though, we might get a Christmas powwow together next month because I'll be back next month, too.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. You know, and this is. It occurs to me, I was just talking to Charlie Romolio, say his last name.
Romoliotis?
Yes, Romoliotis. And I said, Charlie Romoliotis, I'm going to be talking to Sam Pianovich. And he goes, I know that guy.
Oh,
I call him Sammy P.
We came up together. We started around the same time. Because I got my first job at WGN in 2012. I think Charlie started
2012? What were you, 10?
23.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and then Charlie started as a Comcast Sportsnet Chicago guy.
Yeah.
And we came up around the same time. So he was on TV side. I was on the radio side. I don't think I've told you this story. So the only reason that I moved up at WGN is because the Blackhawks were in the middle of the lockout.
Oh, yes.
And I was an intern who became a producer. And then...
Yeah.
Basically, the guy in front of me said, the lockout's never going to end. I'm quitting. And then he quit, and then 2 days later, hockey came back. And I was like, well, snooze you lose, pal. My job now.
Next man up. That's what it is. And it occurs to me that there's probably this fraternity of local sports reporters, broadcasters, play-by-play people that are from about the same area, that came up about the same time, and are friends with each other. Have I hit close to anything that's true on that?
Joe Brand and I are
yes!
the best of friends.
There you
so
go.
When he got,
all right.
When he got hired, yeah, when
you're
he got
Pittsburgh.
Hired.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when he got hired at GN, though, he was doing the Cochran show. My good friend Steve Cochran,
yes,
I believe,
indeed.
Was the guy that brought Joe on, and then Joe and I were calling high school basketball games.
Oh, man.
At a Christmas tournament for $40 a game, John.
Good. Well, now, see, that's what it takes. That's what you got to do. You got to do that, man. And now look at you.
Now look at me. I'm hanging out with you back in Chicago, right where I belong.
So what do you think about the Bears, anyway?
They're lucky, but you
yes.
make your own luck in this league, you know. And I think to drill them for being lucky is unfair because it's very difficult to win football games. Just ask the Kansas City Chiefs,
no
who right
doubt.
Now are 6-5. I mean,
yeah.
if you would have told me, and I know we say a lot of goofy stuff, if you would have told me Thanksgiving the Bears would have a better record than the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't even know how I would have responded to that.
Yep.
Like, it wasn't even fathomable.
No, I know.
Possible. And I will say this. I covered a lot of Bears teams over the years. I always waited for them to blow it at the end. It's a Bears DNA thing. They find
right.
ways to lose.
Yep.
This coaching staff has the team believing they can win. And I'm sitting in a bar yesterday. I landed in the morning, and then I had to do some work in the morning, and then I went to a local bar, and the common sentiment inside the Chicago sports bar was, don't let it be close late, because our quarterback will take care of business. And I'm like, what city am I in? Like, this isn't real? Like, what is going on here? Everything's upside down.
Yeah, and you know, it was well, I guess, this last game, maybe we're so accustomed to these last minute finishes that the win over the weekend doesn't have the same, I don't know, panache or something. Like, when it happened the first time, it's like, whoa, I can't believe it. And then it happened the second time, like, oh, my God, that's fantastic. And then it happens the third time, and you're like, what's going on? And then it happened again. It wasn't as dramatic, but it still happened, you know. taking it down to the wire. You know, there's nothing more exciting than that in sports, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I'm sure it'd be great to win by, you know, cover the spread and all that kind of thing, and make a few, and by a couple of touchdowns or whatever. But come on, there's nothing like a football game going down to, like, you know, they stop the clock with 3 seconds, and can the field goal kicker make it and win, or, you know what I mean?
They've won, let's see, that's 4 in a row. They lost to Baltimore, which was sort of a weird game, and then rattled off 4 more. So they've won 8 out of 9. I mean, this was a team after week 2. I'm sure you talked about it. When they lost to Detroit in week 2, 52-21.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, well, we'll see you next year, right? Because like, you watch that game and you think, ugh, this is bad. And they go from 0-2 to 8-3 with a 24-year-old quarterback who's still learning how to play. Like that, they're in such a good spot right now, and I don't want to use the whole house money analogy, but they are. I mean, their win total in Vegas, just for context, they were supposed to win between 8 and 9 games. And they got to 8 wins in 11 games. They still got 6 more to go. So, I mean, we're talking about a 10 or 11 win team that probably makes the playoffs. I mean, really? Vegas says right now that they are favored to make the playoffs. And it's been a long time. We have to go back to 2019, the last time the Bears were actually favored to make it to the playoffs.
You know, you're talking about what it was like when they played Detroit. And the sentiment around, I heard a lot of this and I sort of thought it myself. Oh, here we go again. You know, I've seen this play out so many times before. In comes the quote-unquote franchise quarterback, and guess what? It all falls apart. And obviously it wasn't working at all because they were getting hammered. And then, I don't know, coaching, getting the team to believe in themselves, whatever, luck, things really started to turn around. And you know, the more you win, the better you feel, obviously. And then that brings on a little bit more confidence. And say you're facing a situation in the final minutes of a game where you're down, but you're, you know, you've had this experience over the past few weeks, and you're like, eh, no big deal. We'll figure out a way, you know, because we have. Although, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's just a testament to how powerful the right coaching staff can be. You know, teams in the summer that made the biggest moves at head coach were New England, bringing in Mike Vrabel. And New England could win like 13 games this year. He's going to win the coach of the year, bringing the Patriots back to life. And then Ben Johnson in Chicago.
Yes.
And they honestly, like, I know some guys on the team and I know some guys that cover the team, and like they walk into that locker room and they actually think they can win every day. And then I covered teams that, like, you knew the game was going to be over at halftime. So it's just an exciting team. It's an exciting, young, exuberant team. I mean, how many times did we have to watch, let's turn around in the third quarter and the Bears are down 28-3. And you're like, awesome. Let me get some more bean dip.
Yep, that's right.
This is a fun team. Football in Chicago is fun again. Let us have it.
We are in a position to really make a statement these next 2 weeks coming up, these next 2 Sundays. We go to Philadelphia, we play there, and then after Philly, we go to Green Bay. And that will tell all of us exactly who the Chicago Bears are.
I am Dave Ennett. I used to work here.
You talk about the luck of the draw, the bounce of the ball, the call of the refs. It's unbelievable the way things are going for us, and we're going to need all of that and more.
I am Dave Ennett. I used to work here.
How lucky were the Bears that Pittsburgh had an injury that burnt their last time out?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's just, hey, the Chicago Pope's paying off, folks.
I am Dave Ennett. I used to work here.
All right. Sam Panionovich is here with the 720. You know what those guys said? That's there's a lot of truth in that. I love the whole idea about the Pope, though. I thought that the Chicago Pope is with us. I thought that's really cool. But
I thought Dave was great there. Dave was great in that little hit. He was awesome there.
So how about these games coming up? You know, I knew it, but then I was reminding myself of it today, and I'm like, I can't believe that they're turning this around and playing Friday night. I know this happens all the time, but it just seems so fast. Or maybe I was just so excited about the last one, it's like, what? We got to go out and try this again, and they're going to go against Philadelphia. So what do you think about that?
It's not a great spot, if we're being honest. And, you know, the Eagles are a championship-level defense still. They win the Super Bowl last year, and this is what happens when you win the Super Bowl. Everybody comes in and pilfers your team. Oh, I want that guy, I want that. You know, so you lose talent to free agency because everybody wants a piece of a championship team. So they made some changes defensively, roster-wise, and it wasn't really clicking early, but they've really rounded in the form, ironically enough, with Vic Fangio, their D coordinator, who used to be a D coordinator in Chicago. They are an elite defense, and they run the ball successfully. So if the Bears can stop the run, they have a chance, no doubt. The point spread right now is Philly minus 7. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're saying the Eagles are a touchdown better. We'll see. Quarterback's got to protect the ball. And that's really, you know, people ask about Caleb Williams all the time. What is it about his game? Well, the broken plays have been incredible. His ability to sift through traffic and navigate positive yardage is one of the best in the league. And he's also, John, he's not turning the ball over.
Right.
Right? He's got 4 interceptions in 11 games. This is the anti-Rex Grossman, Jay Cutler. I'm gonna just throw it up and see what happens.
It is.
This kid doesn't do that. So if they can stop the run and protect the football, they're gonna have a chance. I do think they fall, but I think that they have the ability to keep this close against a team that just won the Super Bowl last February.
Okay, so when Sam was on with me a couple of years ago, you know, he does the whole sports bet point spread, and then he mentioned this thing called the prop bet. And he explained it to me, and I read that you have already won, is it true, one of your Bears prop bets about, explain that, will you?
Yeah, so they put numbers on most of the good players. Like, you could walk into Vegas, or you can log into your app in Chicago, and you can bet on Caleb Williams or DeAndre Swift or Roma Dunze, who I bet, and they had a number on him for touchdown catches for the whole season, and it was 5.5. And I said, that's a horrible number by the sports book. That's a horrible number. He's going to have at least 10. He's got 6 already in 11 games. So even if he doesn't play another snap, I will win that bet over 5.5 touchdowns. He's got 6 with 6 games to go, and he's going to be a 1,000-yard guy this year, assuming he stays healthy. So I knew when they drafted him, he's different. He's different than a lot of the receivers the Bears have had, and inside this system, believe it or not, they get good players the ball. Like, it's such a novel idea. let's draft this guy in the first round and get him the ball. Whoa, ta-da!
Yeah. So,
he's already over his touchdown number, which Vegas said was 5.5. He's already got 6.
So you're doing well there.
On that one, yeah. I mean, I got some bad ones we can talk about if you'd like.
No, we don't. Well, okay, give me a bad one.
The Minnesota Vikings to make the playoffs. That's not a good bet.
Hey, what's wrong with J.J. McCarthy? What is wrong with him? Is he just bad?
I don't know. And now they're saying that he's a game time decision with a concussion.
Concussion
that
protocol.
Like an excuse. Yeah, that's like when I used to wake up in the morning and say, "Mom, I don't feel good. I don't want to go to school." Like,
well, you see, I'm a Michigan guy. He was from Michigan. He won the championship. Blah 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 blah. J.J. McCarthy, and he goes to the Vikings, and then he's injured right away, and then he gets back on. He looks bad. I'm sorry. It just it's like a different guy. And you know, there's lots of, not just quarterbacks, but lots of players who were big in the college level and they get to the NFL and it's not quite their game, you know? But
the game is just so much faster. It's just so much faster to process, to play quarterback in the Big Ten and then play quarterback in the NFL because the speed of the game is just so much faster. And, you know, I used to do some sideline work. I covered high school football and then, you know, did some college football reporting. And, like, the gap between high school and college, it's just like night and day. The speed, the skill, all that. But watching an NFL game at ground level, it's just, if you think the college game is fast, I mean, this thing is just spinning around 11. It's just, like, it's so fast, and these players are so talented and skilled. And really, he doesn't. he doesn't have the position down yet. And it's not to say that, you know, I don't want to say after six starts in the NFL he's a bust, but they definitely have some work. Okay. They got some work to figure out there, no doubt.
Oh, that's it? Really? I should take that in. He's only had six starts?
Well, he missed all last year with an injury.
Right,
you know, he missed a handful this year. I'm rooting for the kid. So
me too.
I remember when he played at Nazareth. He's a local kid.
He's a local kid. I'm all about J.J. McCarthy. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I want him to succeed. Absolutely.
You're right, though. He's playing off time. Like, the timing is bad, and when the timing is bad, the throws are late, and they get intercepted, and, you know, he needs a little bit more. You're throwing a chicken on the grill with no seasoning. It's horrible. It's like, oh, this dry chicken with no rub, no season, no taste. He's playing quarterback without seasoning right now, basically.
Well, also, when he was at Michigan, you know, there was a heavy-duty. They relied heavily on the run. I mean, I can't remember exactly one half during their march towards the national championship. They didn't pass at all in the second half. All they did was run. And that's never going to happen in the NFL. And maybe McCarthy just didn't have enough exposure to the passing game. I don't know. But I know he's a smart kid. That I know for sure. And I know that he does things to keep his head on his shoulders, keep his mind right, things like that. So I'm still rooting for him. And we'll see what happens.
Let's give him time. Let's give him time. Are you feeling good about this weekend for the game?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. Why not? I mean, there'd be no reason not to, as a matter of, you know, okay, so it's the Eagles, big deal.
I meant Ohio State, Michigan on Saturday.
Oh, that. Oh, now you bring that up. Do I feel good about that? Do I have enough time to say this?
Yes.
I got about 40 seconds. Okay. All I can think about is last year. Last year, Ohio State's undefeated, number one in the country. Michigan's crap. They go into Columbus. They're supposed to get beat by, I don't know, 24 points at least. They win, spoiling the entire championship season for the Buckeyes. I mean, it couldn't be better. So, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I really do think it could go either way, although I'm leaning towards Ohio State. But, you know, that doesn't mean that Michigan can't pull it out. What do you think?
I'm pulling for you. If they win this game, which they can win this game, they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, Sam. Great to talk to you, man. Hope to make contact again soon in the future.
Let's do it. We'll have some eggnog in the studio, Chris.
Oh, hey. I love that. Bring the nutmeg.